Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95 BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
This week marked a year since the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. As a result of Israel's war on Gaza, over 41,000 Palestinians have been killed, including over 16,000 children. Since October 7th, protests have been held across Tamaki, particularly in the CBD, in support of Palestine. I began this week's catch-up with Councillor Julie Ferry, asking whether Auckland Council had an official stance on Israel's war on Gaza.
So we actually don't. There has been some local boards who have resolved in strong support of ceasefire in particular, and some of those have been sort of sent on to the councillors, but we haven't put up a motion like that and voted on it. I think it's fair to say a lot of us individually are really concerned about it and strongly support the call for ceasefire. I am myself, have been on some of the protests and am really concerned particularly about the huge number of civilians, and the asymmetrical nature of it, which, you know, asymmetrical sort of sounds like a strange word to use, but, you know, the reality is that we have a situation here where Israel is using collective punishment against Palestinians for the actions of Hamas, and that's, you know, illegal under international law, generally considered to be, you know, war crimes and atrocious, and, you know, it as a parent in particular, I just find it incredibly upsetting and unacceptable, and I would love it if our council would take a position, but I suspect that the response around the table would be this isn't a matter that should even come to us, unfortunately.
Why is council suggesting that maybe it isn't a matter that should come to them then?
I don't think that's been officially said, but I think I know a few of us have had sort of informal discussions about, you know, should we try to bring a motion similar to what some of the local boards have passed, and so I'm particularly thinking of Waiheke Local Board, and I know that Councillor Lee did bring some of those concerns and wanted to potentially bring them to the council table for discussion and solidarity. And that was sort of deferred to staff, I think, because it wasn't seen as something that's sort of outside our jurisdiction. You know, what can we do about war on the other side of the world? Well, I mean, in my opinion, we can at the very least express solidarity for ceasefire, but I don't know that that's a widely held position around the table, and certainly it doesn't seem to have enough political support to even get to us having a political discussion about it, unfortunately.
In May, Whanganui District Council passed a motion calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, condemnation of all acts of violence and terror against civilians on both sides of the conflict, and the immediate return of hostages. Later that month, the Far North District Council passed a motion calling for the same. Are these councils' responses something that Auckland Council could have in the future?
I would really hope so. I think that one of the things that I know that the Waiheke Local Board raised, which I think is well within our jurisdiction, if people are saying, well, you know, we do local government, we shouldn't be taking a position on international matters. Well, for a start, a lot of us represent communities that have a high level of migrants. My community, over 50% born overseas. We are a city that has people here from all over the world, and you know, we have local Palestinian community who have been calling on us to express solidarity as well. So I reject that argument. Unfortunately, I'm probably not in the majority on that. The other thing, though, that Waiheke Local Board raised was that we could do some advocacy around visas for people coming from Palestine in refugee and asylum seeker situations, where central government has allowed for that for people coming from the Ukraine, but hasn't allowed for that for people with this conflict. And I think that, you know, that is something that we potentially could pick up if people were like, oh no, calling for ceasefire is too much. Then, you know, we should potentially look at this visa situation as something that is, you know, genuinely a New Zealand specific issue, and we have people in our community who would be affected by it. But unfortunately, that was also sort of rejected in terms of us being able to look at even taking a position on it.
And you have spoken about local board support a bit just in this conversation, but I will just cite it for our listeners. In late December 2023, the Faux Local Board acknowledged support for a permanent and immediate ceasefire by Israel and Hamas, and support for Auckland Council governing body and the New Zealand government to likewise demonstrate their support for a ceasefire. Furthermore, on the 20th of February this year, the Henderson Massey Local Board urged the government to intensify its efforts to promote a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. On the 19th of August 2024, the Waiheke Local Board called on the central government to urgently grant humanitarian visas for the family members of Palestinian residents and citizens of Aotearoa. It's clear that there is support for Palestinians in Gaza from these local boards. How much is council considering these calls in their conversations?
I don't think we probably are very much at all, unfortunately. My recollection was that Waitakere Rangers Local Board, I don't know if they've actually passed anything, but I've certainly seen members from that board on the protests. I've seen members from Pukitapapa, Waitamata. I've seen members from lots of local boards showing solidarity. I think part of the issue is that at the moment we have a dominance amongst many local boards and certainly at the governing body table of what I refer to as sort of small C conservatives, which is people who see their role as elected members of local government to get council to do as little as possible to keep rates down. And that's not a position that I hold, but it does appear to be a position that holds a significant amount of sway and power. Most of the committee chairs are of that sort of attitude, and you have to get something in front of you have to get a committee chair to basically agree to put something up. There are some mechanisms to do otherwise, but with something like this, the chair has the ability to go, actually, this is not within the terms of reference of the committee, and sort of bash it away, unfortunately. So, well, I would like to take a public stand of solidarity as a united governing body on this. At the moment, I think probably the best that we can do is individual supports of solidarity from specific councillors. And I know we had an issue last year where there was a claim that council had supported the Israeli flag being projected onto the town hall. I helped some of the local Palestinian communities sort that out, that actually council had not given permission, had not enabled it at all. What had happened was that some people had had a protest outside the town hall and had themselves projected it onto the town hall, and then had claimed in social media, thanks Auckland Council for doing this, when actually council had nothing to do with it. And so we were able to clarify that no, council did not support Israel in this conflict at all.
That was Councillor Julie Ferry speaking to me about Auckland Council's stance on Israel's war on Gaza.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
We'll be right back after this short break. Keep it on the beat.